Welcome to another edition of the Optima Podcast. I'm your host, Sam Serif, and today our designers are here to discuss about typography along with the format of car and their letterhead designs, which they recently created. I'd like to welcome Mr. Trent and Mr. Camacho. Welcome to the show, guys. Let's start off by discussing the format of car and its meaning and purpose.
Yeah, sure. We would love to explain about the car meaning, and no, it's not the car we use for transportation. Cars stand for contrast, alignment, and repetition. It's a skill that all designers must have. It's inability to design.
Thank you, Mr. Tran. Now, Mr. Camacho, what is your knowledge about the car format, and what are your thoughts about it?
What makes typography have its perks and uses on graphic design? For instance, magazines, cover, designers, and billboards, sponsors, etc.
You two recently did a letterhead design. Can you guys describe one of the principles of design you used in your letterhead design?
For my letterhead design, I apply all three contrast, alignment, and repetition methods. I changed my font size to add contrast to the text. I aligned the text so that they line up, and repeated my color to include repetitions.
Besides those that you mentioned, is there any other ways that you could create contrast, alignment, and repetition?
Yes, there are several ways you can apply car to your design. From lowercase to uppercase, bold to italic, serif to sans serif, black to white, etc.
And with that, we have run out of time for this podcast. Tune in next week as we talk about a type classification known as modern typefaces. Do modern typefaces really have long serifs and minimal brackets? Join our station next week to find out. This Optima podcast has been a product of AYV. Remember to follow Adobe Youth Voices on Twitter, and we'll be transforming an Optima podcast again very soon.